Now you are all heavy metal miners, shrewd and intelligent, so you can appreciate the incredible value I'm offering. With this magical liquid, no person of the opposite sex can resist you. It matters not whether you are young, old, fat, ugly, or repugnant. Nothing personal, gentle beings. Proof? Behold! Behold! I placed a single drop of this miracle substance on myself, then simply touched this young lady. 300 credits, or the... A bargain, sir. True love is worth any price. Captain Kirk and the ineluctable Mr. Spock. Welcome to Motherlode, gentlemen. Interested in purchasing a little love? As I said, welcome to Motherlode, a charming planet which does not recognize Federation law. Now, friends!
We can't arrest you, Harry, but you can give yourself up.
No!
Thief!
I surrender myself. Free will, mercy of the law. Ah, that was a meeching trick, Kirk. You've cost me my ship, everything I own, even the love crystals. I may just sue you.
Fine, I'll see you in court, Harry.
Never underestimate the spirit of Harcourt Fenton Mudd. I borrowed a vehicle.
Stole a spaceship.
And left to find haven on Illyria 6, a charming planet, an innocent and friendly populace, where I discovered a boon to humanoid life, a miracle love potion.
Which you sold to 1,000 inhabitants who immediately became ill from using it.
I hadn't counted on their unusual biochemistry, so I did the logical thing. I left in haste.
And came here to swindle honest miners.
The love potion works, Captain, if you'll allow me to procure some from my ship. Your Mr. Spock is really a very attractive intelligence.
An efficient officer, yes.
But a trifle lacking in the warmer emotions. Now, you, nurse, you have a wonderful gift. To heal the wounded, a fantastic touch. A womanly, feminine quality. I appreciate that. And I should like to, well, thank you.
What is it?
My love potion. Not illusion, not trickery, dear Nurse Chapel. Inside this crystal lies the power to create love.
Oh, no. Now, I've heard of your potions before. I don't believe you.
Think about it, darling. Mr. Spock in love with you. It's really so simple, my dear. You rub the liquid on yourself, then touch another person.
And it creates love in that person? Mud, that is totally absurd.
No, it is infallible. One touch evokes friendship between men or women. But between woman and man, love. Guaranteed. You're not simply a beautiful woman. You are a scientist. I urge you to take this love crystal as my gift of gratitude to you. Take it, dear Nurse Chapel, and conduct your own experiment.
Not that I believe you, but... Well, I suppose I could analyze it.
Of course. Laboratory tests would destroy it, my dear. Why not test it the way it's meant to be used?
No, I...
Ah, darling, think. If it does what I say it does, Spock will be yours forever, my dear.
I just break the capsule and rub it on my skin.
And then touch him.
What is it?
A temporary effect as the liquid is absorbed. It'll pass.
Well, I feel better.
Didn't I tell you?
You should be in the brig, Harry.
Oh, right you are, darling. Why don't you go find Spock? Can't waste any time, you know. Harry Mudd, triumphant again. You were implying the potion was not completely successful?
Oh, no, it was. I made a complete fool of myself.
But you know how cold Vulcans are. Perhaps it takes a bit more time for Spock to...
You're the same fraud you've always been, Harry. I don't know how I could have believed you.
Well, let's discuss it rationally, my dear. Let's not be hasty.
Oh, don't panic, Harry. This phaser is set on stun, not kill. Activate the intercom.
Now, wait a minute. Perhaps that particular crystal was defective. Here, try another. I assure you.
Stop it.
Sorry, Christine, but I shall require a temporary hostage. Relax, darling. I'll set you down somewhere safe, and then I'll be off discreetly. They'll find you soon enough, me little poppet. You'll be safe, and I'll be long gone.
Gone where? The planet's a desert.
There's always a market for an ingenious man. Once, I recall, on Omega Cygni, I turned a handsome profit selling the natives their own oceans.
Well, we haven't seen any traces of intelligent life. Of any life.
Then you can relax. There's no danger, eh? We'll get you set up top class. Don't bother to thank me. Kirk, get us out of here! They're coming closer! It worked?
Yes. We have to control our emotional reactions.
It worked! And I was selling those crystals to lump-headed miners for a miserable 300 credits. Oh, I don't know. Not long, according to the creature I swindled... I purchased the crystals from. Two. No! They're worth a fortune! No. My friends, dear Christine, for you, for all of us. And then on Ophiuchus 6, I conned two miners out of a year's supply of dilithium crystals with fake Federation vouchers. Ah, well, Spock, so few things in this universe are perfect. Think I'll get rehabilitation therapy again?
I can guarantee it.
Well, that's all right. I just hate to leave you all. All my loved ones.